AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There hasn't been much rest for people in the Plain States who have been in the path of severe weather for the last few days. The areas to watch out for today for severe weather are being expanded.
That's going to be locations from, say, northeast Colorado, southwest Nebraska, and western Kansas, down through parts of Oklahoma and Texas.
Corey Mead is at the Storm Prediction Center. Close to 3 inches of rain fell overnight in Shawnee, Oklahoma. A lake there is at risk of breaching its dam and flooding homes. The flooding comes just days after storms produced more than 50 tornadoes in the Great Plains. Tropical Storm Anna is inching closer to the Carolina coast, but Dave Roberts at the National Hurricane Center says this is not a fast mover.
Still crawling toward the coast, but it looks like we're seeing a little bit more motion toward the north than we've been seeing over the past day.
Dangerous surf and riptides appear to be the biggest threat posed by the Atlantic season's first tropical storm. The State Department says it is a clear violation of UN Security Council resolutions. There's a claim that North Korea successfully test-fired a newly developed ballistic missile from a submarine. Not long after that announcement, South Korean officials said the North fired 3 anti-ship cruise missiles into the sea off its east coast. Washington urged North Korea to refrain from actions that further raise tensions in the region. 3 years in prison is the sentence for deposed Egyptian leader Hosni Mubarak, 4 years each for his 2 sons. They were retried and convicted on corruption charges. The AP's Brian Rowan reports on what this does to Mubarak's prison timetable.
Mubarak's been detained for the last several years, since 2011, since the original uprising against him. So what's unclear today is whether or not the 3-year sentence he got is going to amount to time served.
In court in Cairo, Mubarak, wearing sunglasses, had no visible reaction to the verdict. This is AP Radio News. Inmates escaped from a prison in Iraq in a riot that killed at least 30 prisoners. The AP's Paul Shem is in Baghdad.
Dozens of prisoners were killed in the ensuing firefight. At least 6 guards were killed. But it seems that quite a few prisoners escaped, a minimum of 40. And many of these, they're on terrorism charges. Some were also known to be part of Shiite militias.
Security forces cordoned off the area in Iraq, hunting for the escaped inmates. The United Nations says at least 100,000 people in northern Afghanistan have left their homes. The AP's Lynn O'Donnell is in Kabul.
They're leaving their homes to escape the danger. They're moving into Kunduz city itself. And these people are registered with the United Nations as what we call internally displaced people and in need of some sort of help. Household items, cooking utensils and blankets and that sort of thing.
And there are fears that the city of Kunduz could fall to the Taliban. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.